like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Big Daddy Radio Hour here on ESPN 1700 AM every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Yay! Angie's here. We love it. You're so good to us being here every week and doing our show together. I was thinking about that this morning, actually. And we have a special guest today. We're going to be talking about furniture, which maybe some people might be like, what? But we're going to be talking about furniture and make it fun. And we're going to talk about how it is and not hold. We don't hold back here. We like just talk about how these big box stores like IKEA come and crush the little guy. And
right.
I guess there's a purpose and a reason, but we'll talk about, we got a very special gal and she's been in the business for 40 plus years. Your family, correct?
Yes. I hate to admit that I've been doing it that long, but yes.
And her name is Mary D.
Johnson.
Johnson. And the company is Johnson
Interior. Furniture and Interiors.
And more.
And more.
Because you get Merity as an interior designer, if you like. But we're going to talk about all that stuff. All the things that you do, the scope of what you do, etc. I want to hit back, though, on that Facebook post. I wish I remembered. But, sometimes, so you're on Facebook and, you know, everyone's posting this, that, the other thing. But you know how they repurpose a lot of those posts?
Yes.
And so, generally speaking, like I'll read it, and sometimes I'll think, oh, that was a good one, or that one hit me on the inside. But the one that you post today just particularly hit me.
Oh, yeah. And
it
I just pulled it up again. I know.
It was so kind. It was one of these quotes about,
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, you found it?
Yeah, I found it.
Okay, yeah.
I found it. And sometimes the best wisdom can be so simple, actually.
Right, it's what I love about this.
And it's be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. And, you know, and I believe that. I do believe that.
Oh,
and
hallelujah. I mean, I just read it, and for me, it just resonated. I just think you don't know what other people, and you don't know what other people are fighting. What's going on in other people's lives.
And most people are,
right?
Actually.
I mean, even sharing about medical stuff or whatever, you have no idea what the gravity of until that's on you,
right.
A lot of times not knowing what the gravity is, and somebody who doesn't know you may not understand. And
right.
When you might have to step away a little bit, you know what I mean? And that's what I found, I think, most complicated the last several weeks.
Really? What's that? How so?
Trying to connect and not feeling the greatest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyways, but that really hit me. So that post I thought was important. So
good.
I like when people post on Facebook and it's really great things like Angie did. And versus what you had for dinner last night. I generally don't understand that one. But okay. I'm all about whatever floats your boat, floats ours. So on Big Daddy Radio with Mary D here today, I want to talk, why don't we talk about, first of all, I think the most important thing is people that are out there that are furniture shopping are going to be buying furniture. Tell them why would they come to you?
Well, first of all, I want to say that one of the most important places in your life should be your home, because it's a place that you go back to every day, the end of the day, all those things that you're dealing with, you know, and I deal with that with my clients. I have a lot of people who have major challenges in their life, and when they come home, that's their safe, quiet place. That's your family time, and you need to make that an important space in your life. And it's not just a place where your clothes reside occasionally, and there's the refrigerator, but you need to build that sense of community and that's the place where your family and friends want to gather. That's the importance of your home. And that's the importance we place on it.
See, I love that. It goes
back to,
I'm glad now that you said that, Mary D, because it goes back to the post that we just talked about, not knowing and being kind to people. And I know whenever I walk through the front door of my house, that is my favorite part of the day.
Whether
it's 6 at night, 7 at night, whatever time it is, that is my favorite part of the day. I love coming home at night. I love the dogs being there. I love being with my partner, just chilling out, doing whatever it is. It's just, your home is just such an important sanctuary. And my mom was living with us for like 3 or 3.5 years before she passed. And, you know, your home is a very special, important place. And when we lost her, this correlates to what you're saying, mm-hmm. is I couldn't go back in that house. I mean, yeah. I had to for like 6 weeks or something, but I couldn't. Every time that door would open, I would feel this overwhelming sense of grief. So I think when you talk about your home being where the heart is, lack of a better word, it's really the truth. So mm-hmm. anyways, but go ahead. And I want to talk more about like you and your experience and all this great stuff. And we'll hit by the end of the show, all the great stuff you bring to the table. But I like your theory on how you go about furniture design, how you think of the home as a sanctuary. I think it's important.
Well, when I started doing this 40 years ago, my dad had opened a furniture store, and that had been his career. And so he said, I think you would be a good designer. And at the time, that wasn't what I was doing. I was studying languages and minoring in math at UCSD. And design didn't really seem like where I should be, but he could see that part in me. So over the years, I have competed in competitions. We had two Street of Dreams projects in San Diego, one in 1990, one in 2000. And in both of those, my homes won best design as voted on by the public. So I have a beat on what people want in their homes and what it is that makes them feel comfortable. And I spend a lot of time trying to figure that out because each person is unique and what makes their home personal to them is unique to them. It's not a cookie cutter. Go into one of the big box stores and say, and I want that room. It lacks the personality that we try to give to each client that we work with.
And it can be a client that's in the, you know, business of looking for just a dining room table to their entire home.
That's right. Frequently I go out. Today I did. I was at a client's home and their home is pretty well decorated and it looks very nice, but they're missing a few things. They wanted to add a couple of chairs. So I went in, tweaked the arrangement a little bit and said, this will work better here or there. Let's try this and this so that I could repurpose some of the pieces that they had and then add to it so that they could come up with the right conversation grouping that they wanted, because right now the room doesn't fit the purpose of the gathering space. Mm. And it has been the gathering space and everything was geared towards the television, which we all do. Yeah. But at the same time, there was no ability to have conversation. Mm. And they found that when their friends came over, people stood rather than to sit in that space because there was no comfortable means of conversation. Mm. So that's what we were attacking today.
Nice.
So, you know, but with each customer, they're going to first find the purpose in that room. What is it that you really need to do in that space? And then from there, we can make the most use of it.
Mm. I like big, comfy. It's usually too big for the space, but you know, comfy.
Yeah.
What do you
You can throw your legs over something. I want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I want the shoes off. And I want people to feel the same way when they come into my home.
So
I still love beautiful things, though.
Right.
I still love some, you know, beautiful glass and crystal, but I'm not talking about I'm not talking about conservative. I just mean just like a beautiful vase or a beautiful flower. I love flowers.
Yes.
And illumination. I love candles. You know that.
Yeah,
I have a lot of candles.
It seems too, like with lighting, like lamps and stuff. I don't know. It seems like they've kind of gone by the wayside. I don't know why. I always wonder whenever I'm in someone's house, I'm like, where are the lamps?
And
I,
oh, well,
I,
now
I
it's
don't know. It,
now a lot
that?
Of that is architectural because they've got the downspots, they've got ceiling lighting,
right.
And people have gotten away from it. But it's more impersonal, where I'm a lamp person because I think that's one of the pieces of jewelry
in
the home.
And
I think that they can give you so much more personality to the space. The problem has been in the last few years, lamps are ugly.
Yeah,
I mean, when we first reopened, and we reopened 7 years ago, after I finished buying all the furniture, my staff said to me, do you know we've only bought 6 lamps? And I said, yeah, I do. It's because I haven't found what I'm looking for yet. Mm-hmm. Because it's the jewelry. It's the accent that will make or break the look. And so a lot of times people are looking for, I just want a $50 lamp. Well, they're ugly.
Yeah.
You have to really look for that thing. It's women can usually relate to this a little better, but it sometimes is the jewelry or the scarf that makes the outfit, and the jeans can be a great pair of jeans and a great jacket, but without it's just there and you've lost the emphasis.
And
the lamps, the way the lighting can create the mood. My living room is large, but I've got seven lamps in there. And I can go from almost dark, where it's just mood lighting, to bright so that everybody can read and you can entertain. By. Mm-hmm. So you want to have that versatility of going in all directions and so that you can set the mood in the room. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's all about your lifestyle, how you want to be comfortable.
Right. I had the greatest lamp. I spent a bunch of money on it. Of course, the movers broke it a couple years ago.
Kidding? Oh,
I know.
But it was one of those things I couldn't replace. It was this, I called it the monkey lamp, but it was like this really ornate, I think you would like it. It was a very, very, very nice lamp. And, you know, I laid down some money for that, and that was like my little showpiece lamp, and I always had it in my living room with the other stuff. It just went. It went with anything. Oh, when those movers, when I heard it in the other room, and I was like, please don't let that be the lamp. And sure enough, it was. But, you know, that's a whole other show, what you do in moving. But I think that the way that what tends to happen, last week on our show, we had a middle school teacher, Heather Schottke, who's up in LA, and she's taken on this great campaign because kids nowadays in text language are actually doing their formal papers like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's not having that as an instructor, and she's trying to make a change. And she's a gorgeous, I just love her. Didn't you?
She's wonderful.
She's great.
Yeah.
So she's just really a special gal. So the kids doing that and kind of shortcutting, I sort of feel like that's what, when you go to IKEA, that's what you're doing. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but that's kind of the way I draw an analogy to it. I feel like it's a shortcut. And for some people, maybe it's budget. I understand that as well. But when we come back from break, let's talk about long-term planning, furniture, all that good stuff. But you're on Big Daddy Radio. We're going to give you everything you need to know about furniture today and few things more. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back on ESPN 1700. Okay. All right, folks, we're back on Big Daddy Radio. Here on ESPN 1700, I have my raspy voice today.
You do.
And so I apologize, but we are working through that. We are here talking all things furniture today. And it's a really interesting topic. And it might not, to some people, it might be like, man. But no, I think it's such an expression of yourself, just like your home is your sanctuary. And I think when you go into your home, the way your home is, I don't know, put together, the pieces that you have, that tells a lot about the person that lives there, I think.
It does.
You know, so we were kind of talking about like IKEA, not to slam them, because for, you know, maybe some of the younger folks, they're thinking they're doing the right thing. But I want Meredy to talk. She's got some really good analogies that I really want folks to hear, because I think you're going to be impressed with this. And it will really cause you to take pause and think about what she has to say. So let's talk about the IKEA kind of disposable versus the type of furniture you're selling and the green aspect, because we have a very green audience.
Well, everybody's concerned about their environment. Everybody wants to make this planet, our space, a better place to live. Mm-hmm. And I think that our grandparents did a better job of that in one aspect than we're doing. And we think we're so progressive and that we do things so much better. But actually, in the furniture world, they did it right and we're not. Mm-hmm. And that is that they bought one good piece at a time. Mm-hmm. They filled their home, not expecting that it was all going to happen today or tomorrow, because we had to have instant gratification. And they kept most of those pieces for their lifetime. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of you go, well, gosh, you know, I don't want my grandmother's this or that style. But, you know, we've become more sophisticated in our styles. And there are things now that I see in my clients' homes that are 60, 70 years old, and they look like what's being made today. So if you buy something that's classic and that is a piece that can be multi-purposed, because I think that's the important part. We don't want the rooms to look the same all the time. Everybody wants change. And I think that's a good thing to have, is that have that freshness when you come into your home and being able to change it around. So if you buy my favorite piece, which is a bachelor's chest, now that's something that's basically 36 inches wide, 18 or 19 inches deep, and 30 to 36 inches tall. So that piece can be an entry console, a TV stand, a nightstand. It can go behind a sofa. It can be an end table. I mean, there's so many, and you can bunch them together and make them a dresser. So, yeah. You know, you can buy these classic pieces and then figure out how you're going to rework them into different rooms. Put it in a dining room. Have it be a serving piece. I mean, there's so many opportunities with the great classic pieces, whether they're end tables that you can move around, or a buffet or a console that can also be a dresser, or a larger TV stand. I mean, there's just, it doesn't have to be that you buy the piece and put it in the dining room and it's there for the next 50 years. So you want to look at furniture as though it's a good investment. The worst thing we can do is to fill our landfills with formica and presswood pieces that have resin in them that are just going to be there. But that's right. What happens when you buy disposable furniture.
Sure. You know, you look at furniture, you're talking about people go out and they buy a car. And if you were to use the example you gave me, because it's perfect. I like this example, because I don't think people think this way.
Well, the advertising world has done a really great job in telling people how to spend their money and what's important. Whether or not you have the newest phone, or whether or not you have, you know, this size television, or you have this car, and how to spend your money. We don't do that in furniture. But this analogy I like, because from across the parking lot, and you get 20, 30 feet away, you can look at two different cars, one that maybe was $20,000 and one that's $50,000, and they'll look the same. They're shiny and new and bright. And as far as you look at it there, you go, well, gosh, those could be the same vehicle. But inside, they're entirely different. The structural stability, the materials they've used, the longevity that car is going to have because it does have the better materials in it. Those are all things that you research because the car companies have helped you to research that. People don't do that when it comes to furniture. Right. They think whatever is the outside packaging is the whole story. And then they spend money. And unfortunately, a few years later, very few years later, once again, it's in the landfill because it cannot be repurposed. And that's just a really sad thing.
Right. So that's for the people that are concerned about being green or being as kind to the environment as you can be.
Exactly.
Then when you go to buy your furniture, you should be looking at long-term use of the furniture that you're buying. And like you say, it can be repurposed. I had this Bombay chest. You got all these good stories coming out of it. It's interesting.
There you go.
I didn't know it was going to be just these stories coming.
But when you talk about your home, it always brings up those emotions.
It does.
That's it.
That's what you did. You hit it. Perfect.
That's it.
But I think you called it a bachelor chest, and I was calling it a Bombay chest. But Wes and I had this Bombay chest that we still have it because I just can't get rid of it. But I'm telling you, it served as... for the entryway, it's served for, like, we used to put linens in it. I mean, like you said, we've used it in so many different capacities.
End table, coffee table, whatever.
I mean, and that piece has fit in every single house that we've lived in.
I've just
never gotten rid of it. I got it when I was in Palm Springs, and I've kept it ever since. Generally speaking, I've not been a person that's had furniture for long periods of time, maybe five years. You know, to me, by then, I'd be like, okay, I want something new. But how do you address that when somebody's like, well, I like change. I want something new every 5 years. Is it like out of peace, maybe? Or is it reupholster? I mean, what kind of ideas do you have so people can hold on to that furniture forever or on a longer term basis?
Well, a lot of things that will make a big difference in a room is one, arrangement. Mm-hmm. And two, the accessories. Mm-hmm. So if you start with a fairly neutral sofa and leather fabric, but a fairly neutral color, and by changing the rug, by changing throw pillows, artwork. So you can change things around it so that your major purchases are there, but you've changed lighting and arrangement, and you'll come up feeling mm-hmm. fresh again. I get a lot of people who you guys were talking about wanting to be able to sprawl and have big things. And I'm so anti-sectional because when I do a sofa and chairs, I can take the chair out of this room and put it in another room and bring another one out to give this room a new flavor. Mm-hmm. So by having more pieces that are more versatile around the house, mm-hmm. then you'll always be able to keep it fresh.
That's good. It's a good thought. I mean, it'd be a friend of mine. It's also good for people, for you to come out to somebody's house and deal with like kind of the spatial part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's an important thing as well. So you come out, you do this great interior design. You can help people probably maybe walk them through, because I do real estate. So there's nothing more important than having your house staged right when you're going to sell
it. You're correct.
So you get that. So, you know, having someone like you that would come in and say, hey, this maybe should go here, add this. When you're selling, obviously it's a different proposition, but you would probably be just as good as the stagers or better. They come out probably better to be. I don't want to knock anybody, but I'm just saying you've got a lot of experience. So it's really important. It's amazing what I've seen stagers do with people with their existing furniture. Crazy. It's
exactly.
Like a different house. So don't think you can't hold on to things for a long time and change it up, because you can. They come in and put in little accent pieces or accessory pieces, and you go in there and it's like, this wasn't the house I came and took the listing on. I swear it's not. But Andy, you get it, because you know you've got to depersonalize.
Well,
declutter.
You just went through it. If you remember when you came into my new house, it's almost been a year now, but versus my old house, we didn't buy any new furniture, but you're like, when you came in this, I don't know if you remember, I remember you saying this, when you came in this second time, you were like, oh, like I like this new piece. Or I'm like, no, it was in the old house. It's just we repurposed it.
Exactly.
And we had a whole new design in the new house. I mean, we may have added a couple of pillows, but that was about it.
But that's key, though. So it's
yeah,
like,
it's
so it doesn't,
fun.
So you put the investment up in the beginning.
Right.
And then after that investment, just like anything else, pays off. You can use it and just add the accent pieces you probably don't have to spend as much money on.
Right.
Although I agree with you about the lamps. If you want a good one, you're going to have to spend more than $50. Sorry.
You do.
I mean, it's quality. It just is.
And I'll admit, actually, when I look at my pieces, the ones that just come from house to house to, and when I look back into, I mean, I'm in my 50s now. I look back into my 20s. It's those just core, beautiful quality pieces. And honestly, I have shopped at IKEA, and I do love a little bit about IKEA, and it oftentimes represented when I owed a lot of college, you know, student loans.
I had a need in the house,
and so I appreciate it. However, in no way to minimize what you're saying, because
right.
I do agree with you. The most special pieces are the quality pieces.
Right.
Well, there's always going to be a space in the house where you want something that is temporary.
Right.
You know,
and life. Yeah.
We've had that. And I've had a friend of mine who just said, look, my grandson's going to live with me for a little bit, and I just want a cheap desk.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, they went to IKEA, they got a desk, and that was what they wanted for right then in that space. And there's a reason for it.
Right.
But it shouldn't be your lifestyle.
No.
You know, it should be that those are the pieces you need for where it's temporary, because not everything is feeling permanent all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So on that note, folks, it's time for us to go to break. But don't worry, because we will be right back. You're on ESPN 1700, Big Daddy Radio Hour. We're here every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Brian Garrity and Dr. Angela Moskowitz here with the extraordinary Merity Johnson. I love this lady. She's great.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back. Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what's your bell? Oh, we're back. It's Wednesday. The summer is going too fast, folks. You're on Big Daddy Radio here, ESPN 1700 AM, every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. You can also listen live on the internet. We get people, when we look at the analytics from everywhere, like New York, Virginia, I mean, all over the place, which is very flattering. And please keep doing it. Please keep tuning in. SanDiego1700.com, and you can hit the listen live link. Also, you can go to BigDaddyRadio.com. We post all the replays of the shows, and you, if you missed something or you wanted to catch something again, we have people going on to do that. So we just got to get back out there, and we've got a great, great listener base. I'm just really... It touches my heart.
Yeah,
touches
no,
Angie's heart. I mean,
it really
the show is really...
Because we're kind of in our little bubble here sometimes,
really,
and you kind of forget who you're connecting with.
It's really cool.
So thank you.
We've gotten some really great stuff. So what we want to do is always bring the people that are listening some fun during the day, but also some information. And I think you can get fun and information in the same package. Not everything has to be that serious.
That's right.
Although, I mean, last week we talked about Robin Williams passing, which was heavy.
Heartbreaking.
You know, at the beginning. But the show really had an uplifting element to it. And that's what we care about more than anything else. I don't want anybody hurting. The thing that makes me, that's why I love that thing that you posted. I just loved
it. I'm so glad.
Loved it. It totally touched me today.
Yeah.
But you don't know what somebody's going through. Be kind, because you have no idea. I just, being mean is just something that you should be pelted if you're a mean person.
Well, there's something, okay, this is my sophisticated professional.
Yes,
it's something
course.
Icky going on inside of you that you're projecting out into your environment somebody else. And that's what's really happening, is it's about you, not them. And how unfair. So we just need to be mindful and keep the mirror up and try to be as humble and own our own crap. You know, just face it and deal with it.
The best thing somebody told me years ago, and I've always done this, is that if I'm in a bad mood, and it is one of my crappy days, it's just right there out there.
Oozing out.
I'd be scared of you if it was one of those days.
I announce it.
Yeah. It's not you.
It's me today.
I would run and knock the door.
Please, you know, keep your distance. Understand that. It's all me.
And you own it.
And you own it, because then that way somebody else isn't going, well, gosh, I didn't deserve that.
Right,
because
if
you, and we all have those days.
Everybody.
Because you don't know.
And sometimes we are too raw. We are too vulnerable to modulate it. So if we can just own it and put it out there, I've done the same.
Yeah.
And it helps.
I'm so raw.
Are you? I'm not going to take anything personally.
No, I am pretty good about holding
you
it back.
You sweet thing.
But I am really a raw guy. I was just thinking, like, these things really get to me, you know? And not in a bad way, but from a very sensitive way.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of stuff that's happened over the last couple of years. That's life.
Yeah.
We have a lot of life lessons. They don't stop just because you turn 49. I can't believe that. It's crazy. You got me beat barely.
You're so sweet.
So anyway, so we're back to our marriage there. But so yes, if you told me you were in a bad mood, I would hide, because I would be afraid.
But he wouldn't take it personally.
No, I wouldn't take it. I probably would, is the problem. I'd be like, what did I do? I'm sorry. What did I do? Can I make it up to you? What did I do? That's one thing I just have to stop. And another little quagmire of mine, this is a weird one, is when I'm talking, and Sue Finch, that does the website. She's like, stop saying that. But like when I'll be saying, you know, to be honest, she's like, well, what are you, lying the rest of the time? And I was like, no, I don't know. It's just an expression that comes up and it surfaces out of me, which I've gotten rid of it because it was a good call, actually. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we all have our little things.
Idiosyncrasies.
And I try not to put out the negativity, especially when I know it's coming from me inside.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you can't help it. It just happens.
It does.
That's why I like how you said about being open about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're working with, now do you have a staff? I know your daughter is part of the business. Is it all family?
No, it is not. But we are pretty family based. When my dad started the business in 1969, we started small, and it was my mom and him and my sister and one employee.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we grew, at our biggest point where we had 50 employees, I think 8 of us were family. And now we're back down to my brothers decided to get out of the business and my dad had retired. So now we're small again as we've come and gone through the decades. And it's my daughter and I and two other ladies that help us during the week and are there. And then we have two part-time delivery guys. So we're small,
yeah.
A lot of personal service.
Mm-hmm.
We love personal service.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're all about that in our real estate office, my office. And Angie's all about it in her practice,
absolutely.
Period.
Well, I decided not to pay people on commission. And that's
I like that, especially for furniture.
When you're doing that, then people are pushing you to buy what they want you to buy, what they get a little extra commission on, whatever is going to be best for them, because they're looking at it from their point of view. So my theory was that our focus needs to be on doing what's best for the client. So the other day I was at a client's house and she said, I think I need to get rid of this. And I said, well, if you move this here, you can use it for something else. And this is all you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get that either. So we are all about doing what's best for the client, for the customer, and helping them to achieve their goals, because we know in the long run that they're going to refer more people to us, that our business will grow because we're doing business the right way.
Right.
And there's nothing better. I know social media and all that other stuff is great, but there's nothing better than the good old school referrals, good old school networking.
That's
right. I mean, that's how I cut my teeth on being self-employed was the one-on-one relationships. And whenever you get a phone call that, Angie Moskowitz referred me to you or vice versa, there's just something more warm about that. I'm not saying that somebody calling because they found you on the internet or they saw you on the news or whatever isn't a great feeling as well. But there's something about that one-on-one, getting it from someone in your circle that you've worked with, that you care about.
You trust,
it just reaffirms. Mm-hmm.
That's
reaffirms
right.
that
That's
trust
right.
that they have in you, that you did do a good job. And it's so important to me to work hard for my clients. And obviously, it's important to you. Angie busts her tail. I mean, she works all kinds of crazy hours, but she makes sure she gets her clients in.
That's right.
Not all therapists are that way. It's like, I can see you 10 days from now. And, Angie's the type that would get you in, even if it meant she had to juggle things around. So, Angie, people that may need to contact you, what is the best number for you?
The best number to reach me is at 760-310-5825.
760-310-5825. That's Dr. Angie's direct number.
Yeah. And just my website's super easy. It's just my name.com, AngelaMoskowitz.com.
And it's Moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-V-I-S.
Yes, thank you.
So anyways, and you can go to BigDaddyRadio.com where a lot of you go and leave comments. We get those in email. I apologize, the email, and we've changed servers. So I am not the best when it comes to technology, but that's why you have people that you hire.
That's right.
And Wes is really good for it. But it's one of those things that I've got to get the Big Daddy Radio. There was a little hiccup, so I've just got to make sure to pull that in. So if you send an email, I apologize if you didn't get a response. I promise it's not me. You will get a response. I should have that up and running by the end of the day today. So for real estate, you can always contact me at Brian@BrianGarrity.com. And that's Brian with the Y. And website's there. It's always a good time to sell. Do not think because summer's almost over, I shouldn't be selling my house. It doesn't matter. We're in San Diego, folks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people buy all year round. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But I have people panicking like, oh my God, my kids are going to go back to school and the real estate season is going to be. No, there's no real estate season in San Diego. Agents would like you to believe that because the number of people that actually will list their houses in the summer. But man, I would love to be the guy that could break that down and change that.
I had a successful sale.
Absolutely.
And it was last fall.
Right. And even the one before was in the fall.
Fall, winter.
Fall,
actually.
Yeah. So, perfect example. Right. Yeah. I mean, very successful, actually. That was perfect. Yeah. So, with Meredy, do you have... is it seasonal with you or is it all year round with furniture? When do you see the spikes?
Well, right now we're coming into our bigger season.
You are.
Truly. People are thinking about entertaining for the holidays.
Yes, right.
Because November, December is the hub of the time that you want to spend with family and friends entertaining in your home. So people plan ahead. So starting, we do a summer sale that always goes on through July and August. where a lot of our manufacturers, we work with them to get extra discounts. But we are a furniture discounter. Even though we carry fine furniture, all of our lines are discounted between 25 and 40% off wow. manufacturer's list.
That's wow. good.
Because the bottom line, again, is our concern is for the consumer. We want that when they come into our store that they're getting the best value that they can get out there on those pieces. So while we're not the least expensive furniture out there, we are the best value for that piece of furniture. And, you know.
That's great
well,
to know.
Well, that's an important quality, right?
Oh, muy because importante. Yes.
There's all these things about mm-hmm. Agents and commission. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody wants you to reduce your commission. Mm-hmm. And I think if you really are the kind of agent that throws all your being into it, to ask me to reduce my commission generally is asking me to, you know, take away my income mm-hmm. when I'm going to work just as hard for you, mm-hmm. whether I was going to reduce it or I wasn't. And I used to say, okay, just to reduce. And then I got to the point where like, no, wait, I've been to law school. I've sold a lot of houses. I'll take care of the clients. I always will give them a fair deal. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe like you cannot asking someone to reduce. This is a show we should do at one point, not just about real estate, kind of across the board where mm-hmm. wherever people mm-hmm. are at. We've gotten into a society where everybody thinks you can just barter or bargain. And you got to remember, like you've got this store mm-hmm. that your father started that you've revived over 40 years. Mm-hmm. You got to pay your bills too. I mean,
it's
people can't
your
just,
livelihood.
It's your
That's
livelihood.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I think people forget that. It's like, okay, I'll reduce my commission, right. and then you go ahead and take 10 hours off of your paycheck for the next 4 weeks where your house is up for sale. Does that sound fair? Whenever you say that to somebody, they're like, I didn't think of it that way. And it's like, okay, well, I'll reduce 1% for you. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, we want everybody to be happy. Our service goes above and beyond. So, mm-hmm. I hate to talk about a negative, but let's do that today. One of my good clients, and we've done quite a bit of things for her, ended up ordering something out of a catalog mm-hmm. that we didn't have a sample for because it was too new. Mm-hmm. And it came in and the finish was off. So she was in tears when she got it. She mm-hmm. said, this is wrong. And it's not what I wanted. And I said, well, let's pick something else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not her fault that it was off,
right.
but at the same time, I mean, and I really don't want to take it back, but at the same time, if I was the customer, what would I expect?
Sure.
I would expect to get something that works within my home, and they're looking at our staff right. to be the experts, and the fact that the manufacturer had bad photography, right. it's not the customer's fault.
Right. Right.
So we're going to stand behind that. So mm-hmm. when you look at other stores or on the internet, 99% of the people would be saying, I'm sorry, you chose that. It's yours. It's not our fault that it's like that.
Right.
Well, it isn't our fault that it's like that. But at the bottom line is, it's the importance of our customer and how they feel and how mm-hmm. their house looks and how happy they are with it is going to make the determination of mm-hmm. what we do and how we solve that problem. So the solution was, we'll take it back. We'll look for something else, and if you don't find it, we'll give you a refund. Because
it's kind
of like the right thing to do.
It's like Nordstrom's
yeah.
policy.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they're guaranteed to have a repeat customer.
It's easy. You know, Nordstrom, that's what I love yeah. about them. I mean, you can bring back something,
yeah.
which is silly not to go off. But I had this cologne that for whatever reason, it started like not cooperating with my skin.
Right.
And
right.
I probably had used like a third of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it back. And my mom was like, just take it back. It was Nordstrom. And I'm like, I'm not taking that back.
Yeah, Barry, I know.
But her and Wes have cut out. They didn't care. They took it back. I didn't take it back, to be honest. I don't want to take the credit. So I give Wes the credit. I just was like, oh my God. I did go into the store with them. Then I hung back. But I was just like, well, you know, because I felt like I'd used it. But it's like you're so, right.
you're so brave in so many ways.
I know,
but yet it's so cute
things.
To see the side
stupidest
of you.
Things. The stupidest
oh my gosh.
Things. You know, and not to be, we're going to have to go to break. But before we do, I have a quick question. And we'll probably have to address it when we come back. But how do you, in your store, how do you decide like what pieces you're actually going to bring in? Because there's just so much furniture. I would think, is it more based on you go out, consult with the client, either in or out, and then they can go through kind of catalogs and pick it out? Or do you actually inventory merchandise?
We inventory over $1 million worth of furniture and accessories in our store.
Wow.
So we've got a lot there. And it is different than any store that you are going to see in San Diego anywhere. Mm-hmm. We have people who come from all over, Los Angeles, Irvine, Ladera Ranch, Palm Springs, and all over San Diego. And when they walk in the door, they go, you have things that I have not seen anywhere else. Part of it is just my experience in the field and what I get from my customers and what it is that I think that they're looking for. And then I bring in those pieces. It's not what the manufacturers are saying, this is going to be the right thing and everybody's showing this. Well, if everybody's showing it, I usually don't want to.
I agree.
So it's that I want to have things that are unique and different.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On that note, folks, we're going to go to break. You're here with Brian Garrity. I know my name. Yay, bonus points. And Dr. Angela Moskowitz on the Big Daddy Radio Hour. We love our listeners. We do, we do. You can go to our Facebook page and like it. We're going to be doing some different stuff with Facebook with some very special friends.
Yes,
so anyways, we'll be back, folks. My favorite song's on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we're back. Big Daddy Radio. ESPN 1700 AM. We had Britney Spears in the background. We love that. Working the board, you get an A+, because I love that song. We always come back before the last segment. But I don't know if you've seen photos, but Britney returned to Vegas a couple days ago. And
yes.
Does she look amazing? Did you see the photos of her?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yes, I don't know
what she did during her hiatus, but I mean, they were just stunning. Obviously, we know
she's taking good care of herself.
I mean, right. But yeah, I mean, she's just a stunning gal. But we talk about all the pop culture things.
We're pop culture people.
And another pop culture shout out to Tamara and Eddie from the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Uh-huh.
They wrapped their show Monday night.
Okay.
It was the finale. So the reunion, which will be this Monday night at 9 o'clock. Boy, Tamara was sure right when she said she was in for a run there. And so we're all about Tamara and we're all about Eddie. I don't care about the other girls that are on there. I like Heather and Vicky's okay. But anyways, they're friends of the show and they're really good people. And I can't wait to see the reunion the next couple of weeks. Okay, Mary D. So back to talking about the store and how if we come into your store, a customer comes in, let's talk about where your store is located so they know.
Well, we are in South Oceanside. So if you're coming from South San Diego and you're coming up the 5, you exit just past the 78 that goes to Escondido. And that is an extension of the 78 called Vista Way that goes to the Coast Highway. And once you get to the Coast Highway, you turn north or right, and we're a half a block up on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. So we're right next to the Carlsbad Lagoon, and a lot of people know that spot. So we're easy to find and freeway friendly, but I do design work everywhere, and people find that when they come to us, it's worth the drive.
Well, I'm definitely going to come to the store. I want to check it out.
Yeah,
good.
I'm very interested. I mean, it's amazing to think you hold $1 million of inventory in the store, so there's got to be some cool stuff in there.
We do have cool things, and different things. We've specialized a little bit over the years in smaller scaled furniture because a lot of people are in townhomes or condos. We can get all the large scale things, and we do have a few of them so that people know that they're available to us.
This is
too
hard.
But when you go into most stores, they have all the big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything is bigger, buy it by the pound, large pieces, and when you're looking for a chair that fits somebody 5'4" and under, that really fits you.
Right.
Or you're looking for a settee that's going to go in a master bedroom that's not huge. It's like, where do you go find those things?
Now, what's a settee?
A small-scaled sofa or love seat,
okay.
Frequently wood-framed.
There you go.
So if you're looking for something like that, because you need that little bit of seating in an entry, if you've got a grand entry, or as an accent piece in a living room for two people.
We're going to find it with you.
Yeah, you're going to find all of those unusual, odd pieces at our showroom. And we carry the better brands, Century and Drexel Heritage and Tommy Bahama. But the things that I have chosen to put on the floor are going to be the accent unusual pieces, not the whole bedroom set that matches or the whole, you know, living room set where everything's together. But they're putting pieces together in an artistic way so that you can see how it'll work in your eclectic room where you have other pieces already there that you need to have it go with.
Mm-hmm. So what's the phone number at the store?
760-433-2828.
Okay.
And so, we're there Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sundays 11 to 3.
Okay. Do you work with other designers? Now, clearly you are an interior designer, but do you work with other designers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do, and we welcome other designers into the showroom. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, our pricing, because we want to be competitively priced. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of designers who buy through us instead of going through the showrooms in the supposed to the trade showrooms up in the LA area because our pricing is better.
Oh, that's great.
And so they don't have to drive. We're right there. So, yes.
Hmm. Okay.
And I want to come check it out. I need to get a dining room table, but I don't. The house that we're in right now doesn't have a big space for it. Mm-hmm. So to have the usual grand dining room that we'd have.
Right.
But I want to get a dining room table knowing that the house we're in now is a place I like to just stay. It's just, it fits us very perfectly. So I want to find that right dining room table. But, you know, everything, we're definitely going to come up to your store.
Well, thank you.
I'm excited about some accent pieces. And I like the interior design part of it. For me, that's something that I really enjoy for my outlet. If I have any creative outlet other than writing or what have you, or reading, it'd be that.
Yeah.
So, and there's nothing like, you know, a well-designed home. And everybody has their idea of what's well-designed. But as long as makes you happy, I think that's what matters because you're the one living there.
Well, and that's it. Part of my job is to figure out what makes you happy.
Yeah, right.
And that is the bigger challenge. So
I was going to ask you, we just met. So getting to know each other. Tell me, like, and say I had a clean slate, and I said, Meredy, I want you to just redo my house.
Well,
how does that start?
If you come into the store first, in the showroom, what I do is I walk you around. And then I tell you to tell me what you like, what pieces you like, regardless of how you think they're all going to fit together. Because I don't care about that part. I want to see what your taste is. What is it that you like? So as you go through and you go, well, I like that. And then I like that piece and that piece. It begins to give me some detail. Then once I find out the function of the room, because that's really important, how are you going to use it? Then we go to floor plans and work how you want the furniture arranged and where we're going to be. And then the next thing is what colors and that sort of thing that you're going to use. So I always ask people to tell me where they want the pattern in the room. And that's not a question most designers ask. Mm. So for your room, Brian, where's the pattern in your living room?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Is it in the rug?
Yeah,
do you have a rug?
I have a floor rug, yeah. It's wood floors, and then we have a floor rug.
But
if
that's the major pattern, some people have a piece of artwork, you know, and that's going to be the major focal point pattern in the room. So once you determine where that's going to be, then all the other colors, all the other look of the room needs to support that piece, which is the focal point, the feature piece.
So even like I have these really great artwork that's I'm a Disney person. Sounds like I'm a child. I'm not.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
You've seen them. I've got these great Disney pieces that we got. So those could be the focal point.
Exactly.
You know, everybody seems to love those, but you could design around that.
Exactly. In fact, I have a client that I'm working with right now redoing a condo on the beach, and they have a lot of Disney limited edition animation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pieces. And so we are doing the home around those colors. So we did it in more of a denim blue because a lot of the Disney art has the primary colors of reds, yellows, and blues in them. So we're going with the blue and doing a little bit of that coastal sea kind of colors, but tying it all back into the Disney art. And I can't wait to get it all put together. And so it's because I really think it's going to be stunning and just the right thing. So we've planned it out and got everything on order and installation to come.
Perfect. Well, I think that, number one, we appreciate you being here today. I think that, you know, furniture for a lot of people may be something they don't think about. But yet it's such a big part of your life. If you really stop and think about it, it makes your home. Yes, you buy the house, which is the shell. You can have all your amenities that you pick out, I guess, if you buy a new build or you're buying another house that's been remodeled or you're just buying a house that you're going to remodel. But the furniture is almost kind of where the heart is, the warmth of it. I mean, I really feel like that sets the tone. For me, and this is just me. But you know how sometimes you're talking about like the smaller furniture, which is fine because I don't have a huge house, so I need my furniture to fit. But Wes and I always call it dollhouse furniture. But like we've had friends that have bought like these sofas and you go to sit on them and you're like, I don't want to break it.
But well, you can't be that either.
No, so you get it. So I mean, it's interesting the spectrum of the range that you deal with. And I mean, Ange, you have to go to the store with us. We need to go check it out.
I would love that. You know, I have a quick thought. Kind of like with music, you know how songs, when they come into our life, we place ourselves. I think when you get a special piece, it can place you in a time of your life. Because I have some beautiful rosewood pieces, and they were the first pieces I got right after I finished my education. And so it's really meaningful to me. Yeah, so every time I use them, I'm very connected deep in my own history.
Right.
So
whether it's family history or it's your history.
Or it's your own history or family.
Right. The things that are in your home are so personal, just so personal. And when I work with my clients and I'm honored to be invited to their home to take a look, which I always ask.
That is a privilege, really.
It is.
For somebody to ask you into their home.
That's right.
Like if somebody wants to meet at the house, which if I'm going to be selling your house, it's a good idea to meet there. But I still consider that to be a privilege because they don't know me. So
that's right. And they let you into a very personal space of theirs. And so we treat that with reverence. I mean, we're honored to be a part of their lives. We improve people's lives by adding beauty. And you know, not enough of us think of it that way. But when you walk into a space, there's a funny country western song that says, my favorite view is my front porch looking in. And I love that because it should be, because that should be where your family is, your heart is, and the space that you're most comfortable. That should be your favorite view.
Right. Well, the interesting thing, too, is growing up, my parents always bought really good furniture. And, you know, we were like regular middle class family growing up, but they still always went to the furniture store like you have. And they say these two guys owned it. They'd owned it for like 50 years. And they were just very loyal. And they would add the pieces as we moved. They didn't do everything at once, but those pieces went with us. And then my mom would always repurpose it or add accessories. So what you're talking about really hits home for me today. And I want our listeners to really think about how furniture can impact your life emotionally. And we talk about this so much, so many different levels, how emotions and how things bring up music, etc. Furniture is in that realm. So
I have to tell you, I think a lot of people do think about it, but they're stuck. They don't know what to do with it. And that's what I love about what you've shared today.
Merity.
So you've given people wonderful tips, wonderful, so that they can do something, but they can hire you, but you've given them some very practical ways of doing it themselves.
Well, now I'm going to correct you just a little bit. They don't hire me.
Right.
No. Our services and my daughter's ASID, and I'm certified by the state of California as a licensed interior designer, and our services are complimentary with purchase.
I'll be darned.
All right.
I'm going.
Okay, Meredy.
Thank you. Give
one more plug for you. Tell us where we can find you again.
1916 South Coast Highway in Oceanside.
Name?
Our phone number is 760-433-2828. It's Johnson Furniture and Interiors. We're open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and 11 to 3 on Sunday.
Make sure you heard it here first, Big Daddy Radio. All right, folks, Angie and I, we love our listeners. We'll see you next week. Thanks for hanging over. We ran a little bit over.